Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's a bad day for leftism, folks. But then again, every day is a bad day for leftism, even when they think they are winning. Because leftism is a vicious death spiral, literally. Point to something good in the Biden administration. Go ahead, I'll wait. Exactly. We could play the Jeopardy theme from now until the end of time. There is no good news for Joey Demento. His foreign policy, put on display in the last week, has been nothing but horrendous. Not only for him, but also for Sister Girl. See, because there's nobody for her to go, how do we put this delicately? Go have sex with overseas that can help her cause. And there certainly isn't any type of a neurosurgeon that can help Joe Biden. Every time the man pretty much gets in front of a camera, it's cringeworthy. Cringeworthy for the nation, cringeworthy for the world, and cringeworthy for the people who stole an election to put him there. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. See, we're not going to pull any punches here. We're going to tell you the truth. We have nothing but a media propaganda machine that is part of a large conspiracy to put in power whomever they want. They don't care about your vote. They don't care about your life. We are nothing but pawns to them to use at their disposal. And the reason why they hate us so much is because we know how to critically think and we can look through the ruse. We can see through it. We know what's happening in this country and how dangerous it is right now. We understand where this country can head because we study history. I looked at a program about Hitler and the rise of Nazism, and there was a point where right where we are, right at this very moment, where people were pushing back on Hitler, the anti-Semitism that was so pervasive in Europe because of Hitler. They want a world. If you ask me, the Democrats are asking for a world that is run by a minority of people. That would be the loudmouth black folks that want critical race theory. And if they keep going the way they're going, America will look like Africa. It won't take long. It'll be run by a bunch of African dictators, and there'll be a coup about once every 3 to 6 months. A disaster is what this administration has been. I ask you again, point to one thing they've done that isn't Trump-related of any note that you would go, wow, that's great. Now, the news media will make you think when 5% increase in inflation, more than it's been in decades, it's good news. They'll make you believe that unemployment is good news. The number of people who don't want to go back to work because they're getting too much government dole, that's good news. They'll make you think suicide is good news. He did his family a favor. What an honorable thing. What a hero. Oh, Chuck was to blow his brains out because they shut down his business and he felt hopeless. What a trooper. Foreign policy disaster, domestic policy disaster. Joe Biden meets Boris Johnson's wife and says, "We both married above our pay grade." Platitudes. Predictable. It's like, you know, I don't know, there's 1,000 examples I can give you of people that say those things, you know. They see a mother and daughter and they say, "Oh, how you, is this your daughter? Is this your sister?" You know, to the mother. That kind of thing. And it's obvious. Sometimes, you know, you do have the hot mom, you know, the cougar that can pass for her daughter's older sister. Very rare. But then there's old Joe Biden. "Well, look at these two sisters." As he looks at the 3-year-old. He's such a slimy dude. Wow. Man, Democrats, if y'all listen, you got to love yourselves, man. You talk about going to the bottom of the barrel to get Professor Scumbag Biden. Oh, no, we haven't forgotten Tara Reid here. We haven't forgotten all the scratch and sniffs that old Joe Biden likes to do. No, we don't forget here. We remember the stories. At the G7, Joe Biden looked like the old dude at the party. I'm not lying. And it's not like the other world leaders, and I use my finger quotes, are pictures of health. Angela Merkel, she didn't look much better. But compared to Biden, she looked like the picture of health. She looked like she could be on the cover of Women's Fitness. Because Joe Biden, wow. He's like bumbling around. He looked so pasty pale. They need to find out who painted Donald Trump orange and go paint Joe Biden. Because I'm telling you, the dude looked like death eating a cracker. Wow. What it was when I looked at the G7 pictures, you know what I saw? I normally don't see color, but when it comes to leftism, I do. And you know what I saw? I saw a bunch of white privilege. That's what I saw. I saw a bunch of white leaders from all over the world who don't know, who couldn't fill a thimble with practical knowledge of how to govern, all part of this New World Order cabal that think they can tell us how to be. They want to tell Europe how to be? Do it. Go for it, G7. Go for it, NATO. Putin called it an antiquated, a relic of the Cold War. That's what he called NATO. And he's right. It's a relic of the Cold War. These people, look, I don't, us against them, I think we can figure out who our enemies are. Do you really need the NATO alliance? The United States pumping money into this, and when we ask them to pay their bills, well, I can't believe he actually wants us to pick up the check for our part of what we ate. They're so used to us just reaching for the check at the table. And when Trump says, hey, look, we're not going to do that anymore. You got to put your bill. The left in this country, how dare he go there and offend our people? Can you imagine? You've been going to dinner with people for years and picking up the check. And one time you say, hey, guys, I've been picking up the check for years. I think it's time one of you pick up the check. How dare he? The nerve. That's essentially what it is. And Biden, you know, when he's around all those girls, he's got to hide his primal urge. I bet Biden wanted to sneak up behind Boris Johnson's wife and say, do you feel something? Keep it here, folks. You listen to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They said that they showed a picture of Joe Biden on Air Force One prepping for the G7 summit. And somebody made a comment. Did we elect Joe Biden? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Dr. Joe. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. She thinks she's in charge. She does. I'm telling you, there are going to be books written about this. Where Joe Biden says, I was really the person in charge. Joe was had complete Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. And, you know, we just kept him propped up with a rod up his butt. And, you know, I ran the show. I guarantee you this woman is going to write a book that tells you she was the one really running the country, not her husband. She's a narcissist. You can spot him. Let me tell you. When Jill Biden was with her other husband, who was a very good provider, etc., and old Senator Joe came along, and they started their little sordid affair, which, for the record, I don't care. It's their business. But to try to paint it as Camelot, Joe Biden driving his wife, who died, to effectively commit suicide, and then blaming a dude in the truck saying he was drunk and he hit and killed Joe Biden's wife and daughter, when in fact the dude wasn't drunk and his wife drove her car in front of his 18-wheeler, almost killing the entire family. That's what the truth is about the Bidens. And nobody wants to cover that story because it's Camelot. It's Dr. Jill and Joe. And Joe, I'm married above my pay grade. If Joe Biden had married a warthog, he would have married above his pay grade. Wow. You know Jill knows what Joe Biden is all about. Let me tell you, Joe Biden is, just to put it in perspective, he's your pet dog that every time people come to the house and he comes up, he's all excited and he sniffs their crotch or he sniffs their butt. You're like, get out of here. Go over there. And he goes over for a little bit and then he comes back over and he sniffs their crotch or whatever again. And Jill just said, oh, never mind. He's harmless. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you this. If Trump's first visit around the world was like Biden's, people would ask, where'd they put that 25th Amendment? It would be invoked immediately, and it should be. Let me ask you this. Do you want the real picture of the events of what's going on around the world? Wouldn't you like to just know? Wouldn't you like the press to say, you know what? We're going to have one day of truth. How about that? How about that, press, fake news media? Why don't you give us one day of reality, one day of real subjects and real conversations and real coverage? Let me tell you, I'm not watching the media and where Biden goes. I don't even care where Biden is, other than the comedic, you know, stuff that comes from it. But I'm going to bet you there were protesters everywhere he went. I'm going to bet you there are hecklers everywhere he went. People that were saying, you're not the president of the... I know it happened in Britain. I know it did. But I bet it was everywhere. That will never happen with this media, folks. A fatwa has been issued for anybody who bucks the system, anybody who dare tell the truth about what's really going on. And it vexes the Democrats that they don't know when it's going to happen. They're still orchestrating. They're still trying to get illegal votes. They're still trying to get with those Dominion machines and figure out a new way to cheat. Don't think for one second they will ever stop, because they will not. They are the Terminator. Until they kill Sarah Connor, they ain't stopping. Even Biden's team makes sure that only certain people speak with him. They do not want to just let anybody from the press say something, because it has to be completely and totally controlled and orchestrated.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get in trouble with staff. I don't do this the right way. Jennifer Jacobs Bloomberg.
I want you to imagine having to live that way. You know, this man is supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to be in control. And he's at the behest of his staff. So controlled that, I mean, to the letter, they have people ready to intervene if Biden is asked too tough of a question. And they've set it up. See, it's funny. I don't know if you guys thought about this, but so we, in ahead of Putin's meeting with Biden, they started talking about, well, the first story I saw was, Russia is going to send information, satellite stuff or something to Iran. And my initial reaction was, man, those Russians. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute. We got fake news media. We don't have real news media. What they're doing, it just dawned on me. What they're doing is they got to get us mad at Russia. But ahead of this meeting, we must agree with Biden. So they say, I think it was satellite stuff, right? Had something to do with satellites. Targeting satellites. So they wanted the American citizens to be like, oh, man, I can't believe they would do that. The Russians would do that with Iran. And so we then have sympathy for Biden. No matter how he performs, we're like, well, I hope he goes over there and does well. I mean, after all, they are. The Russians are providing arms and doing this, that, and the other. And then I'm telling you, the more you think about it, the more you go, wait a minute. Everything these people do. So think about what happens ahead of a trip. So, for example, ahead of Trump's visit with Putin, it was Trump is a puppet of Putin. So what could he possibly accomplish? What could he possibly accomplish? He's a puppet. He's a Russian conspirator. Never in Trump's life has anybody called this man a communist or anything like that. But ahead of his meeting, everybody wanted you to believe he was a puppet. This is with Trump having issued sanctions against Russia, having talked with Merkel and saying, you better cancel this Nord whatever, this pipeline. You want the United States to help you, and you're going to rely on the Russians for your oil, you know, where they can extort and do whatever they want. You better rethink this strategy. Trump is showing every single power move he could against Putin, had that economy in shambles. And the left set it up. They wanted the narrative to be that he was on the Putin's payroll. He's a puppet of Putin. But when it comes to Biden going there, well, Joe Biden is going there to protect American interests. Look at what these Russians are doing. Well, maybe that's not what the Russians were doing. Maybe it was just propaganda from the Democrats. That's what's going on. And I've learned how to look for this stuff. I've learned how to look at the news and go, wait a minute, what's going on? Oh, Biden's going here and they got to make him look good. Because what else, how else are you going to make him look good? I already told you how he looked in the G7. At the G7, he looked like an old dude ready to die.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia or anyone else. It's for the American people. Fighting COVID-19, rebuilding our economy, reestablishing relationships around the world, our allies and friends, and protecting the American people.
President Biden's comments as he's holding a news conference in Geneva after his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden continues by saying human rights will always be something he cares about.
I also told him that no president of the United States could keep faith with the American people if they did not speak out to defend our democratic values. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told him.
A new poll from Monmouth University found 71% of Americans are concerned with inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is calling for legal action against anyone who is responsible for leaking the tax records of the super wealthy to the website ProPublica.
Actual consequences as a matter of justice and as a practical deterrent. The federal government owes taxpayers nothing less.
In a recent report, the publication detailed how billionaires such as Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Warren Buffett have largely avoided paying a substantial amount of income taxes. McConnell also expressing concern regarding the federal government's ability to safeguard taxpayers' information. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Biden administration's order that paused new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Doty, a Trump appointee, said the Biden administration didn't have the legal right to stop leasing on federal territory without authorization from Congress. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am so proud of myself and 80 million Americans who weren't stupid enough to vote Democrat or to vote for Captain Joey Demento. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Please take advantage of our KEF perks, particularly those of you who may have recurring meds. Corlinor just was released from the PBO. Who is it? Express Scripts. So if you're taking Corlinor for heart stuff, your price could be anywhere from $200 to $500 a month. If you go to RX Help Centers to KEF Perks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KEF Perks, we'll hook you up with a group, friends of mine, who will potentially get your meds down to a flat fee of only $60 a month, shipped directly to you. So, you know, I would take advantage of this. It might save you $40. It might save you $280. But it's your money. It shouldn't be going to these pharmaceutical companies who are getting rich off of you because they've got these bureaucrats in their pockets. Don't pay full price for these meds, folks. Seriously. And there's a host of other things over there. We'll be showcasing this thing. It's an app that gets you a discount on big box stores, places you go every day. Soon they'll be doing grocery chains and things like this. And even though the fee is $30 a month, it goes towards your travel. And so it's a no-lose situation. Just saying, you got to check it out. Joey Demento, overseas, representing. He's got a lot going against him, though. First of all, he showcases his brain damage almost every time he appears in public. And we have a clip. You don't have to believe me. You can listen for yourself. And as I mentioned earlier, excuse me, I got the burps. These are very structured appearances. These are places where Biden knows exactly who he's going to talk to, who's going to ask the question, etc. And he said it, and he knows it. And he still can't get it right. Second point, Biden is an idiot. No explanation needed. Look at his past. Look at what he's doing now. He validated everything we knew before the coup and since the coup. Third, not to recap, but Biden is a brain-damaged idiot who now must live all his past moronic comments. And things that he said about people now that are coming back to haunt him, like what he said about Russian President Vladimir Putin. Yeah. That's what happens when you say stupid stuff and because you're trying to get at Trump.
I can't believe he's meeting with that killer, with Putin. He's a killer. That meeting should never occur. Whatever.
And then, hey, we just installed you as puppet president. Now you got to go meet with Putin. Oh, I mean, he's a guy. That dude knows judo. I mean, what am I going to do? Yeah, exactly. And Russia can say, finally, our president can beat up your president. Same was true with Sissy Boy Obama, too, by the way. So Biden tried to laugh off comments about Putin when he had a press conference during the NATO summit. And I want to play that presser for you so you can get an idea of what was said.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
Answer the first question. I'm laughing too.
So let me give you a little bit more setup. So the reporter says, in a weekend interview, Vladimir Putin laughed at the suggestion that you called him a killer. Is that still your belief that he is a killer? That's what Biden is responding to. And he's chuckling. Well, yeah. So I wanted to let you hear the rest of the clip. But understand, there's a 7-second delay in him actually responding to the question. And people are questioning his cognitive ability because of the delay. And it's partly that, but it's also partly that Biden knows he's in trouble. He's been put on the spot with this question. So that's partially what he's like, well, I got to meet with this dude. And I did call him a killer. I was doing it in order to, you know, try to put some pressure on Trump. So what am I going to do now? But let's listen to the rest of the clip.
Well, look, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do.
A 7-second delay as either Biden tried to clear his head or they fed him his answer. You decide. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. For the record, Putin, when he was told this, he says, because he's speaking about Biden calling him a killer, and Putin's response was, I wish you good health. An obvious reference to Biden always looking like he's got one foot on the grave and another on a banana peel. But I want to go back to this. 7 seconds, the answer to the first question, I'm laughing too. Well, look, he has made clear that 7 seconds of silence after the that wasn't me, you know, not reading it correctly or stammering over my words. That's what he said. He paused for 7 seconds because, unlike President Trump, a man of sound mind and body, Biden realizes quandary. He's going to face Putin, and Putin, unlike Biden, can't wait to show the world that America deposed Trump to appoint a feckless old fart. This is why they won't air any of this stuff. They were supposed to do a joint press conference. They said, no, Biden will do a separate press conference by himself because they got to orchestrate this stuff. So then Biden goes on to say, effectively, to give Putin cover, he had to do a diplomatic thing. And I want to finish by playing the last part of this quote.
But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a... I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was... I'd verify first and then try.
What an embarrassment, man. Just a moron on the world stage. The answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, and he stops. There are certain things that he would do or did do, but look, When I was asked that question, I answered it honestly, but it doesn't matter, right? Because he's like Hillary Clinton. What difference does it make? Or maybe he forgives Putin for being a killer and he's got this Rodney Keening of the situation. Why can't we all just get along? We are represented by the village idiot. And the more that you soft shoe it, when people are talking about Biden, if you ask me all the time. You folks call me 844-551-8255. You write to me at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and you say to me, Kevin, what should we be doing, man? What should we do? And I tell you every time, stand firm. Create your own universe. Don't listen to them. You have the original thoughts that you want to convey. Let me tell you the thought. The thought is Joe Biden is an idiot installed because of a coup with powers that be that rigged the system in such a way that you feel helpless, but you will show them that you are not helpless. And every time they send out their emissary, this brain-dead, moronic fool, this clown, you get vindicated. And you should be talking about it every single day. On Facebook, on Twitter, on PolitiChatter. If you're over there, you should be. PolitiChatter.com. You should be speaking about this stuff. Speaking your truth. Your truth about racism, that the real racists in this country being the leftists, and particularly leftist blacks. You should be speaking your truth about the security of America, the border security, cyber attacks, etc. All the things that are being orchestrated by the left to make you think you're in danger from some boogeyman. You're in danger more from your own brothers and sisters, the people inside of this country, than you are from anything outside of it. America loves the world loves Joe Biden because the world loves that we put an idiot in charge of our country. And he's an idiot with deep pockets, your deep pockets, courtesy of the leftists who put him there. They should be ashamed of themselves. Every time he comes on the world stage, he's a laughing stock. And they want you to believe Trump is. I don't forgive Trump, though. He's a chump. He should have absolutely fought harder. He should have known what was coming and been prepared. He spent a lot of time. Look, I think he did a marvelous job in policy. But in protecting us from these clowns, failed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Take you live to a press conference by General Warren Boutwell, in which he is expected to announce that he is a candidate for the presidency of the United States.
I wonder if he'll run as a Democrat or an independent.
Never know. Might be a Republican.
Please. Kind of self-respecting black man will run as a Republican. Name one thing the Republican Party has done for black people. One!
They were the party of Lincoln.
They stood against the tyranny of oppression by leading the call for the Civil War and forced passage of the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves.
I named two things lately.
I love that scene from Undercover Brother. Hysterical. Welcome back, everybody. So I asked earlier in the broadcast, name one thing that Joe Biden's done that would lead you to believe that he is a good leader. One thing. The left can't even name one good thing. Oh, well, he did this for gay people, or he did this for the transsexual community, or whatever. What? Name one thing that benefits America. Human beings living their lives. Name one thing he's proposed that you go, well, that'll do it, that doesn't relate to Donald Trump. Because, see, we learned that Joe Biden said, you know, we do need to fix the border fence in certain areas. Really? Shocker. There's nothing, if you can name anything that Joe Biden's done that you like that does not have tentacles in what Trump did, I'll buy you a dinner. It doesn't exist. Everything that these leftists do is antithetical to what you and I believe. It's that simple. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's tough to describe. You can't put a more opposite thinking group of people in office than we currently have, to us and to common sense, by the way. And here's the problem. It's all because of power and money. I get it, man. You know, what was I watching the other day? I was watching something, and they were having this lavish event. And let's face it, folks. We all, you know, there's a side of us that wants to believe we're part of the jet set crowd and all that. I mean, we outgrow it to some degree, but there's an allure to go into something really fancy. We talk about it. I'll give you an example. One of my friends threw a party. Kid Rock was the performer. A private event where he had just sold his company, made mega millions of dollars, did a private event, and Kid Rock was the dude. I shook his hand, number one. I got pictures with him. But I'm saying, while he was performing, I was 6 feet away. And Kid Rock rocked it, man. It was such an amazing deal. But here's what's funny. So they rent out this location that holds, I don't know, 1,500 people, and it was packed. It was packed. And they have these kiosk, if you will, of food set up that had to be the most delicious seafood, among the top 10 seafood I've ever eaten in my life. And they catered it with this company that this restaurant that's in the area, that's a real poshy restaurant. And I was told, because I asked one of my other friends, who's friends of the guy who sold the company too, I said, what do you think, you know, our boy spent on, you know, this party? He goes, oh, $1.5 million. I went, get out. He goes, yeah. He says, Kid Rock was $500,000. Now, it was worth it. I mean, I'm glad it wasn't my money, but it was worth it. And Kid came out, and he was just, you know, I mean, he was like part of the crowd. It didn't feel like he was just performing, in fact. He was so approachable and what have you. Great performance. Food was absolutely off the chizzing. It was amazing. And so you do understand. You're like, man, that was so cool. I went to a friend of mine's party in Florida. Looking over across the way at Tampa Bay, across the bay at the city. And this house, it looked like a hotel. It looked like I was in the courtyard of a 5-star hotel. That's the only way to describe it. Catered, food delicious. All the beer, wine, liquor you wanted. You know, of course, people walking around with hors d'oeuvres and what. I mean, yeah, I love the life. But here's the thing. I wouldn't sell you out for it. I'm okay. When that life is over, even for my rich friends, when that party ended with Kid Rock, you want to know what he went back to? He went back to normal. Now, his normal may be a little, as my grandmother would say, of rich people, it's just hand to mouth on a different scale. Because most people are still spending their money like crazy. This guy didn't. He got a lot. He made $400 million from the sale of his company. So, his life's going to change. But it's still normal. He's still got to go take a shower, put on his clothes, you know, one leg at a time, put on his sock, one sock at a time, blah, blah, blah. He might have nicer clothes. He might be doing it in a nicer place. But it's normal. And what we get used to is this idea that, you know what, we're normal. We take the kids to football, basketball, baseball, whatever, ballet, gymnastics. We hang out with friends, maybe have lunch with a friend or two. Call a couple of people to let them know you love them. Talk to mom, the dad, older kid that may be at college, whatever. Normal. Pick up the dry cleaning, go grocery shopping, come plan the menu, do bills. Normal. They may have people, but it's all normal. So here's my point. We are okay with normal. In fact, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Conservatives actually like it. You enjoy studying with the kid, explaining something to them, watching their mind expand. You don't want a nanny to do it. You don't want somebody, a surrogate. You want to do it. You want to spend that time. Your wife says, hey, I'm going to make a Costco run. You want to go? Yeah, I'll go. Why? It gives you that much more time with your mate. Bonding, you know, fellowshipping together, whatever. You want to be around your friends, unpretentious. Wear your shorts and your flip-flops. You don't want to have to get dressed up and get talked about because you wore white after Labor Day or whatever. You want to enjoy your life as it is. And you know what? You do. You do. You're sensible. You're everything that a person wants in a friend. You're not pretentious. You're not judgmental. You're all the things the left want to be, that they claim to be. You're normal. You're not ready to get something because somebody else has it. You relish when your friends do well. You encourage them. You're a special breed. But you know what the left does? They lie. They step on each other. They backstab each other. You cannot be around a more vile group of people than a group of leftists. I don't care whether you're trying to be a dancer on Broadway, you're trying to be a movie star in Hollywood or whatever. You're trying to get a part, a bit part. You watch the backbiting, the skullduggery that will happen with the left. It will blow your mind. It is truly mind-blowing. This is from Google Fact Check. Rising gas prices due to high demand and low supply, not Biden's policies. Yep. His policies that, by the way, limit gasoline production, exploration, etc. But it's not his fault. It's due to high demand and low supply. In another video, U.S. doctor spreads COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. This is under Google Fact Check. Two blatant lies. Folks, you don't even have to research this. Rising gas prices are due to Joe Biden's policies. The U.S. doctor that's spreading the COVID-19 information is spreading the truth. And Google fact checks right in your face and tells you those are lies. You hear nothing about the vaccines, but we talk about it on this show. Here's another one. They keep revising the inflation numbers upward. Last week, when Biden released his $6 trillion budget, we asked if this was a joke, that Biden's budget saw just 2.1% inflation in 2021 and 2022. Fast forward to this weekend when Fed Chair, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen addressed our rhetorical concern following the G7 FinMen meeting in London, where the world's most advanced nations agreed to impose a 15% minimum corporate tax with zero enforcement provisions, saying that contrary to Biden's budget, inflation could climb as high as 3% this year. And what the WAPO said was, quote, the first time the Biden administration projected what inflation could be through 2021, which, by the way, is dead wrong since Biden's budget just last week predicted only 2.1%. And just for shiggles, so you guys understand, they're now revising the numbers to 5%. They go on to say, what the pathologically misleading Bezos Post meant to say is that this was the first time the Biden administration actually told the truth about how high the galloping U.S. inflation rate will rise, and they still missed it. They will never give you the truth because the truth will crush them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.